It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 6th.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Today's word is plangent, spelled P-L-A-N-G-E-N-T. Plangent is an adjective. Something such as a sound that is described as plangent is loud, deep, and often expressive of sadness or suffering. The word is a synonym of plaintive. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Giovanni Russinello. Adjua sings in a keening, plangent tone, but at one point he pauses to offer a spoken invitation. Listen to the wind, he says. The voice is calling you from yesterday. Plangent adds power to our poetry and prose. The pounding of waves, the beat of wings, the tolling of a bell, the throbbing of the human heart, a lover's knocking at the door, all have been described as plangent. The word plangent traces back to the Latin verb plangere, which has two meanings. The first of those meanings, to strike or beat, was sometimes used by Latin speakers in reference to striking one's breast in grief. This led to the verb's second meaning, to lament. The sense division carried over to the Latin adjective plangens and then into English, giving us two distinct meanings of plangent: pounding, as in the plangent roar of waves, and expressive of woe, grief, or melancholy. Like its synonym, plaintive, plangent is often used to describe sounds from bittersweet melodies to the wails of mourners, evoking deep and heartfelt sadness. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.